9. More news. Police warning to farmers after spate of thefts. Police are warning farmers and livestock owners to be on their guard following a spate of thefts. Incidents have been reported in Buckfastleigh, Holne and Widdicombe in the Moor. On Sunday, farmers Richard and Lisa Gray found an abandoned Land Rover and trailer full of sheep on Holne Moor, with the truck still running. The Land Rover had been stolen from Widdicombe in the Moor, and the trailer, sheep and item of machinery had been stolen from Buckfastleigh. On Saturday night, thieves tried to steal about 60 sheep from the Newton Abbott area. Reports were received of an attempt to take the flock between midnight on Saturday and 12:30 on Sunday. Police also received a report that three men in a small hatchback vehicle had been seen driving around rural areas of the South and West Devon. The driver was said to have dropped off two occupants who left the vehicle and approached and scanned rural properties on foot, looking for opportunities before waiting for them to return to the vehicle and driving off. Police say the two men seen were dressed in wool hats, overcoats and Wellington boots. A spokesman said, "We ask for farmers to please be vigilant for any suspicious activity, persons or vehicles present in or around your land, particularly overnight." The spokesman said, "We are aware of several reports being received surrounding the theft of sheep, vehicles and power tools from rural locations, and inquiries are in hand. Farmers and smallholders are being urged to be vigilant for suspicious activity, people or vehicles."
A new team rector has been appointed to the Ashburton and Moreland Mission Community following the retirement of the Right Reverend Mark Rylands on the 6th of April. Reverend Philip Parker, who is currently assistant curate in the South Tamar Mission Community in West Devon, will move to Ashburton Rectory in the summer, where he will lead the parishes of Ashburton, Bickington, Buckland in the Moor, Holne, Huckerby, Ilsington, Lewsdon, Postbridge and Widdicombe. Phil had a varied career before training for ordained ministry, with jobs as a customer development engineer for a computer software firm, a police officer with Devon and Cornwall Police, and as a college lecturer. Phil has degrees in computer science and theology and holds professional teaching qualifications. He trained for ordination at St. Miletus College and in Devon and has served on the Exeter Diocesan Safeguarding Team. On behalf of the ministry team in Ashburton, Reverend John Bennett said, "We are delighted that Phil will be joining us as our rector. We look forward to welcoming him with his wife Morag and his little boy Jude to our mission community and to sharing in the ministry with him." While Phil said he was sad to be leaving so many friends behind in the South Tamar Mission Community, he is very excited to be joining the Ashburton and Moreland team.
Firefighter completes half marathon in full kit. A Tynmouth firefighter donned his full uniform to run a half marathon along Tynmouth Promenade at the weekend. Luke Margry completed 13.1 miles up and down the seafront in 2 hours and 16 minutes as part of his training for the TCS London Marathon. Luke is undertaking a series of challenges as part of his marathon training. Tynmouth Fire Station crew brought one of their engines to lend support to their colleague, while colleagues Jacob Faure and Josh Boyne ran alongside Luke. Luke is raising money for the premature baby charity, the Lauren Page Trust. This charity was created in memory of Lauren and all the other brave babies, in the hope that the money raised will offer further support and hope not only to the babies, but also to their parents and the medical teams looking after them. The Lauren Page Trust is a charity set up to raise money to further the work of a consultant obstetric physicians who deal with women who have serious health problems during pregnancy, often resulting in premature births. They also support the work of neonatal units within the Greater London area in the form of research, specialist staff and equipment. 2 years ago, Luke and two of his colleagues, Shannon Tomlinson and Josh Boyne, ran 26.2 miles from Tynmouth to Exmouth, while crew manager Joe Forbes completed the London Marathon.
Tynmouth GP funding shortfall. One GP practice in Tynbridge only receives funding for 80% of its patients, it has been revealed. The figures came from PM Martin Wrigley, who has been told the practice, which hasn't been named, is funded for 3,200 patients but serves 4,000 people. Details emerged as he met GP practice managers from local surgeries at King's Kurzweil Health Centre to discuss the challenges faced by primary care providers. He said, "What other organisation would be able to survive like this? There is a national GP shortage, with doctors leaving the profession to retire or moving to private practice. The number of patients per full-time GP has increased from approximately 1,800 in 2019 to 2,400. The meeting focused on the government's announcement of an additional £889 million in funding for GPs, which Mr. Wrigley argued falls short of addressing the real costs faced by surgeries. He said, "The government promised to uplift in funding, but when you work out the numbers, it just doesn't cover the extra costs that they are facing." He criticised the government's approach, saying, "By taking money from the quality outcome framework and placing it into the core contract, after the national insurance hit and increasing energy and staff costs, there's not enough to sustain services. The government is just rearranging the deck chairs." He described the current funding model as unsustainable, unfunded and unsafe. GP surgeries are particularly facing difficulties in recruiting GP partners due to financial pressures. Mr. Wrigley said GP partners can earn much less than minimum wage after shouldering increasing costs relating to running a business. He also criticised the funding formula in use since 2004 for failing to adapt to modern demands. He said, "Practice managers are literally juggling numbers to make it work. Some surgeries are short of a full-time GP. Imagine the impact on patients. No wonder it can be so difficult to get an appointment. It is claimed the current funding model fails to take into account various factors, including increasing population."
A Tynbridge Parish Council has unveiled its brand new, fully sign-written and logoed van. King's Kurzweil Parish Council's Facilities Management Officer, Alexander Kazakov, known as Alex, took the time to pose with the new vehicle, which will prove invaluable in helping the Ukrainian with his duties around the village. The council says that Alex's work has already saved the parish taxpayer many thousands of pounds in not having to obtain outside contractors and pay their fees. During the storms over winter, Alex cleared fallen trees from paths on the downs, has been clearing the overgrowth in the previously neglected Jubilee Woods, and has cleared space for the long-promised memorial bench to honour the many years of service to the community by the late Phil and Sheila Cook. And there's a photograph of a very proud Alex standing beside his new van, which depicts a lovely picture of King's Kurzweil.